Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, we know that the uninsured rate is at an all-time low. The Department of Health and Human Services reports that since the Affordable Care Act went into effect, some 20 million people have now gained health insurance. And this is mostly through their employer, through the health insurance exchange, through Medicaid, or through their parents' coverage. With so many Americans now insured, we turn to the topic of affordability. Increasingly, we hear that premiums are skyrocketing and health insurance is becoming more unaffordable for many. Here to help us navigate the realities there is Hector De La Torre, of course, who is the executive director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, let's talk about the cost and affordability element here. Is it skyrocketing as we're hearing? What's the reality here?
In terms of healthcare, it is probably the top issue. Our 2015 survey found that the majority of Americans, affordability is the most important aspect of health coverage, not the care itself, not doctors, not hospitals, but the affordability. While most respondents say they can afford routine health expenses, many also report healthcare costs are on the rise. When we asked the respondents to identify characteristics of the healthcare system that are most important, 54% said affordability. We saw a double-digit increase in the percentage of Americans reporting increases in premiums and out-of-pocket expenses than what was noted in 2014.
What's going on here? Because this flies in the face of the whole aim of the Affordable Care Act, and that is namely to make sure that all Americans, or most Americans, if not all, actually have health insurance coverage. Aren't there mechanisms in the law to prevent the sort of skyrocketing costs that make it prohibitive for many?
Well, first of all, the Affordable Care Act was meant to guarantee access. So for many people who had health conditions that prevented them from having direct access to health insurance, those barriers have been broken down. But secondly, you know, you did have a significant population in the United States that did not have health insurance before, so they weren't paying for it. Now you have this additional financial obligation, and it's impacting people's lives.
Let's get quickly to some cost-saving tips to make it more accessible, more affordable for those that are facing these challenges.
Well, first, stay in-network. Most health plans today have different pricing, whether you're in-network or out-of-network. If the doctor, hospital, or healthcare facility you visit is part of your insurance plan network, you will get your healthcare at the lowest price they offer. But if you go out of your network for healthcare, it can become much more expensive. Another issue is that most plans have a list of doctors and hospitals that are included in their network online, but you can also call and find out which doctors and hospitals in your area are in your plan.
There's also this element of the fact that health insurers actually have many plans to choose from, and it's important to look at a specific plan that includes the preferred doctor or hospital.
Yes, you don't go just by the name brand of the health insurance. It's like a car company selling different models with different features. You
right.
want to make sure that that plan that you're buying has the doctor or hospital or other providers that are important to you.
I think the lesson here is ask questions, make sure you know the plan you're in, make sure you know what it provides, what it covers, what it doesn't, and compare and contrast, because that is also one of the features of the Affordable Care Act, especially in open enrollment. You can choose a plan that's better suited to your needs. And that's all we have time for. Thanks, as always, Hector, here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.